Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. Great. Well, I want to wrap this up real quickly, okay? Take your Bibles and turn with me to John chapter 21. One verse, the last verse, and it will kind of tell you what all taking place. Of course, I've been sharing a series of messages for the last 6 weeks on the crucifixion and all the things that took place, and now the resurrection. And choir's last song, "He is risen, celebrate." And John 21:25 says, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written in detail," and you know I'm a detailed person too, right? I like details. And so if it was written in detail, according to the scriptures, I suppose John is saying that even the world itself would not contain the books that would be written. Now, see, the gospel of Jesus' message doesn't end just through the crucifixion, resurrection. It goes on each day as we know according to the scriptures. And just to kind of take you through what they sang about and what we've been looking at, and to tie in the last 40 days or the 40 days after the resurrection, which would be called the post-resurrection appearance of Christ. When Jesus had rose from the grave, when the Father raised him from the grave, on the third day, that Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and the other ladies in Jesus' ministry he ministered to, they went early. It was still dark, to the tomb, and they had in mind that they was going to anoint Jesus. They was going to just take care of things that, because they loved Jesus so much. But when they got to the tomb, the scripture says that the stone had been rolled back. And the ladies, Mary Magdalene, the ladies thought Jesus' body had been stolen. But there were some angels there, right? And they said, "Go tell Peter and John, go tell the disciples that he has risen." Well, Mary Magdalene took off looking for Peter and John. And the other lady stayed there. And she found Peter and John and said, "Christ has risen." Well, you know, they were skeptic about it because when crucifixion took place and all that happened, they went hidden. And because of their own lives and so forth. So, Mary Magdalene and John and Peter started running to the tomb. Well, Mary Magdalene couldn't keep up with them. And John makes it very clear that he outran Peter. He makes it very clear. If you read chapter 21, and when John gets to the tomb, what does he do? Does he rush right in? No, he stops. He stoops. He looks in, and he sees Jesus' clothes are laying neatly there in the tomb. And guess what Peter does? He dashes right on in there. And that was his personality, right? That was his personality. And I believe at that moment, John, who loved Jesus very much, and the scripture says that he believed Jesus had risen. But Peter, now he was still, things going on in his mind, you know, something's happened here, but I haven't figured it out yet. So they go back to their homes thinking about, has this really taken place? And Mary Magdalene, she stays back. And the Bible says that just shortly after that, Jesus appeared. And she thought it was the gardener. And she said, "Can you tell me where Jesus' body is? I will go get it and I will take it and take care of it." Thinking it was the gardener. But when Jesus said, "Mary," her eyes were open. Her heart, I mean, she was just amazed. "Jesus." And he said, "Mary, go tell the others. Go tell the others that I have risen." Well, she goes tells the other disciples, and they're still skeptic. No, this hadn't taken place and so forth. And that takes us through the first appearance. Jesus appears to the other followers. Who's the other followers? Remember those on the Emmaus Road, the two believers, the two followers of Christ? And as they're walking along, Jesus walks up and starts talking with them, and all of a sudden, Jesus says, "You know, what's going on? You haven't heard, you know, the Messiah that we thought was coming to deliver us? You know, they put him on the cross, he died, and, you know, we're so disappointed." See, they had the love, but they also felt the loss. And this went on through the evening, and it wasn't until Jesus went home with them, sat down at the table to eat with them, and when he prayed, it must have been something about Jesus' prayer. Their eyes were open, and they was amazed. And you know what Scripture says? Jesus vanished out of their midst. You know, I probably could preach a several series of messages just on the Emmaus Road experience. But you know what? Peter, after that, you know, they was instructed to go back to Galilee. He said, "Go back, have the disciples meet me at Galilee, and I will fill them in on some details." Now, keep in mind, this is going on for 40 days. Significant number, isn't it? 40 days, Jesus is in the wilderness praying. 40 days, 40 years, Israelites wandering around in the wilderness. 40 days, Moses was up on the mountain praying. Significant in 40 days, Jesus is on the earth. And you know, Jesus was able to meet up with Jesus momentarily. And you know, I can just imagine the conversation that Peter and Jesus was having, you know, in my mind, of the things that they talked about. But how significant it is that Peter, you know, at that moment, talking with Jesus about that experience. And it says the other seven, and Peter was included this, after that moment, some few days later, they were out fishing all night. And Jesus was there on the bank, and they hadn't caught a thing. Jesus there, and he said, "Won't you cast out on the other side?" And they cast, and they couldn't pull the fish back in. And when they saw Jesus at the distance, they didn't know it was Jesus until he said, "Cast on the other side." And when they did, they couldn't pull the net in. And they hurriedly rolled the boat in, and Jesus had already built a fire. He was already cooking some fish that he had caught himself. And there they ate there and fellowshipped. And that's when Jesus pulled Peter off the side and said, "Peter, do you love me? Do you really love me?" He said, "Jesus, you know I love you." And he said, "Well, feed my sheep." Then he asked him a second time, "Peter, do you really love me more than these?" Jesus, you know I love you. He said, then shepherd my sheep. Then the third time, Peter said, Peter, do you really, down deep in your soul, do you love me? And by that time, he was stricken himself. Peter was stricken. Well, you know I love you more than anything in the world. Then feed my sheep. He was wanting Peter to look far beyond just leading people through life. He wanted them to be fed as Jesus fed, and he took care of the people's need. This is a great work that you'll be doing. And then as we look at that, as John closes a part of John's, the Gospel of John, the closing statements is that Jesus wanted to leave them with a mission. And that's why, that's where the Great Commission comes in play. He says, go into all the world, preaching the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Father and Son of the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus spent these 40 days on earth to help the people understand, hey, I kept my promise. But you see, you have a great work to do now. I'm going to the Father. I'll send the Holy Spirit back, and he will teach you, and he will be with you and do all things that I did when I was here on earth. So, as we look and tie all of this up together, you know, the Bible says that when Jesus ascended into the heavens, the angel said, why are you staring? This same Jesus that you see going into the heavens will one of these days come back. He will come back. And, you know, right before that, Peter was concerned about this John. And as I read and I was studying about this, it dawned on me, you know, well, Peter, Jesus said, why do you worry about John, whether he's going to remain or whether he's going to be like you, being led where you don't want to go? And, of course, we know John was on a Isle Patmos, and he wrote the Revelation. And the revelations that, and all the scriptures that we have is to help us understand what the Lamb of God is all about. He is risen. And when he rose up into the heavens, and the angel says, you know, why tarry here? You got work to do. You got people to reach. You have people to share the gospel of this very moment. So you know what that says for us? We need to look up. For one of these days, he'll be coming back for us if we're still here. If not, you know, we'll see him face to face whenever our time comes. But think about the risen Christ. Think about the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, what it really means to you. You know, we could have been there that very day when Jesus was crucified, and then we would be going through the same emotions that they were going through. Would we believe? Would we be skeptic? And I do believe it was when they saw Jesus ascend into the heavens, it really dawned on he had risen. It was real. It was real in their life. And see, we sing it. It's real to us. We have the Word of God. But how is our life reflecting on what we do believe about the risen Lord? We are to be sharing the Great Commission with everyone we meet. Let us pray. Our Father God, we praise your holy name this morning. We do thank you for the scriptures. We thank you that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. The Heavenly Father raised him up victoriously. And now he's seated at the Father's hand. And Lord, we thank you for that, our Father. And Lord, we pray that if there's anyone here, Lord, that doesn't know you personally as their Savior and Lord, today they will accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior. Whatever decisions, Lord, that you've laid upon each one of our hearts, May we be quick and ready and prepared to take that step for you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Let us stand as we sing our hymn of invitation, 400.